If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am because we made it to Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying.
Woo! Partying. Let's go. Good vibes.
Good vibes only.
All right, guys. Good vibes only. Don't forget it.
We won't forget it.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Jacob from Long Branch. Jacob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Jacob's in the house. So, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Where the hell is Long Branch?
In the middle of nowhere. It's on the very tip of the Key Peninsula.
Oh, okay. Very cool. I learned today's my first day ever hearing about Long Branch.
We should plan a field trip.
I'm in.
To see nothing.
Okay, you're not selling it very well.
All right, Steve, get out of here. If you are playing along at home, Jacob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The poppy is the birth flower of what month?
Autumn?
No.
April.
No. Did you say, what did you say the first time?
April. Autumn. August.
There you go. Yes. What car company makes the Jetta?
Volkswagen.
Correct. According to the movie title, Kate Hudson needed to lose a guy in how many days?
3.
No.
8.
No.
5?
No. The willow ptarmigan is the state bird of which U.S. state?
What bird was it?
The willow ptarmigan.
Idaho?
No.
Pass.
Typically found on beaches, what does a conchologist collect?
Shells?
Yes. In which TV series does the wizard Zordon recruit teenagers with attitude?
Power Rangers?
Yes. How many arms does a typical snowflake have?
8.
No, but you know what? You got 4 correct, and that is not too shabby, Jacob.
Thank you.
Yeah. Representing Long Branch, Washington. Steve, welcome back to the studio.
Yes.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! The poppy is the birth flower of what month?
I'm going to say August.
You are right. What car company makes the Jetta?
That would be Volkswagen.
Sure is. According to the movie title, how many days did Kate Hudson need to lose a guy in?
50?
No.
40?
No.
10.
Yes. The willow ptarmigan is the state bird of which U.S. state?
Washington.
No.
Oregon.
No.
Utah.
No. Typically found on beaches, what does a conchologist collect?
Conches?
No.
Ladies.
No.
Shells?
Yes.
Oh.
In which TV series does the wizard Zordon recruit teenagers with attitude?
Brats?
No.
Zordon and Friends?
No.
I don't know. Sabrina the Teenage Zordon?
No. How many arms does a typical snowflake have?
Two.
No.
Eight?
No.
Six?
Yes. Which soft drink once used the slogan, drink it slow, doctor's orders?
Dr. Pepper.
Correct. What year did man first land on the moon?
1969.
That's right. What metal band released the album Power Slave?
Iron Maiden.
Yes. Steve. You just got a score of 8, and that is a win, 8-4. Sorry, Jacob.
That's all good. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, Jacob.
Play, you guys.
You're welcome.
You rock. Have a great weekend. Get out of Long Beach or Long Branch.
Long Branch.
Long Branch. Now I just kind of want to go to Long Branch.
I do too.
In a quest to find something fun to do.
I'm down for a field trip.
That could
sure.
be a great like travel show where you pick places that are known for just being super boring.
Just remote.
And the goal is to try and find something, anything that's fun to do while there.
Could be cow tipping. You never know. The willow ptarmigan is the state bird of Alaska.
Okay.
And our friend Jacob did know that Zordon recruited teenagers with attitude to become Power Rangers.
Oh.
Did you ever watch any Power Rangers? Or was that... Yeah.
Power Rangers was around when I was like in junior high school, I think.
Was it cool when you were in junior high?
I mean, was it ever cool?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Mariners made some huge deals at the trade deadline and won big last night, 6-0. So we get to recap these trades and talk about how the team is doing with our buddy, Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr. after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Steve Miggs, the excitement surrounding our Seattle Mariners is quite insane right now.
Like we said earlier, I don't know. I don't remember the last time I've been this excited about our Seattle Mariners. I am so fired up.
And I'm always fired up when we get to connect with our buddy Gary Hill Jr., broadcaster with our Seattle Mariners. Gary, we are so thrilled to break down everything that's happening right now for our Mariners.
Ah, exciting times, right? So fun. Geno's back. Naylor's here. Fun night last night. Let's go.
Fun 6-0. Let's go is right.
Yeah, it was a great night. And it was a great way to welcome back Geno. He's just beloved. Beloved by the fan base. Beloved by his teammates. And I don't know if you've heard the story, but it was pretty amazing how it all worked out after the trade happened. Because it just so happened Arizona was going to play Sacramento. The Mariners, of course, in Sacramento to end the series. And, you know, we were on the plane, on the tarmac, ready to take off. And they did not tell the players, but we were waiting for Geno. So we were there 30, 40 minutes just hanging out. And Geno walked onto the plane, and it just erupted.
That is
too cool. Everyone wild. You know, he's hugging everybody. It was such a great scene. I've never seen anything like it. And, of course, last night, the fans, it seemed like he had 3 standing ovations last night and had the big double as well. But just, it's so fun to have him back.
Well, I got to ask you then, because he played with the team for a couple of seasons. What a testament to this guy's personality and just vibe. I know he uses good vibes only, and really his vibe, that a fan base fell in love with him that much to where it's like he's been gone for a little bit. Like, you don't really hear that very often where a guy's been on a team for a couple of years and he made that kind of impact with not just the fans, but the players and everyone behind the scenes as well.
100%. And I think what's really cool is he made that connection with the fan base, and it's the same with his teammates. Like, that is him. He's just really great to be around. He's just someone you want to be around. He's got great energy. He's a great dude. He's super fun. Oh, yeah, and he may hit 50 home runs this year, too.
Right, he's tied for most RBIs with, I don't know if he is anymore now that, you know, Cal had that home run, but both of them are just bringing in runs left and right.
Well, that's the great part. It really, their lineup is pretty fierce right now. I mean, this is the best lineup the Mariners have rolled out in a long time. So, Naylor, too, he should not be overlooked. He's a really good hitter, a real professional hitter. That is, it was pretty fun to see it last night for the first time, and it's legit.
I gotta, I'm not trying to like come off like profound or anything like that when I bring this up, but like, it was like almost like a silly thought in my head, but I'm like, man, the impact, if this team does well, and it does as well as we hope, and they go far, make the playoffs, of course, that's the first step, but go far in the playoffs. I mean, I feel like there'll be a legend of Cal Raleigh, not just on the field, but off the field, because when he signed with the team, there, even the year before he re-signed with the team, there was, he was very vocal about, hey, we need to do more. We need to bring in more bats. We need to do this left and right. And then the talk was that when he was signing with the Mariners, there was like an agreement, like, look, I want to know that this team is invested in putting a winning team out there. Like at the trade deadline, we need to make moves. And I feel like we could be looking back at this season as being the season that Cal Raleigh really made this team something more special than just him and his home runs.
No, I think you're right. He is on a path to Mariner legend status, which is a lot to say for a guy who still has a lot of career left to go. But you think about what he's already done in the Mariners uniform. Like, the last couple seasons have been phenomenal. He's already, with one swing, one time, punched the ticket to the Mariners postseason. And you think about where this season could go for him already. He's already, every night, he is setting another record with a home run. And
you're right.
Every night we're talking about him passing Bench or Mantle or some of the best this game has ever seen. And he's doing it every night. And you're right. It's the off-the-field stuff, too. And much like Gino, he has forged an amazing connection to fan base. Everybody loves him. He's such a great representative of the city and the Mariners. And we have watched over the course of the season, he has transcended into superstardom in baseball this year.
If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster, on the subject of Cal Raleigh and what he does off the field. Some of the partnerships that he has right now are just warming our hearts, because Honey Bucket and then Scuttlebutt Brewing in Everett. It feels like he's just making some really fun things happen off the field right now.
Like, his agent has a great sense of humor.
It's so funny. I love it. I love it so much. I mean, it is really, he has the most unique nickname in baseball. I always used to lament, like, man, nicknames back in the day in baseball used to be so much better. They were so unique. And now Cal's got a throwback nickname. That's amazing. And the fact that, you know, when you talk to him, the best part is he loves it because the fans love it. He loves it because everyone else loves it. That's why he's so into it, which I think is super cool as well.
Well, you mentioned some of the great nicknames from back in the day. What was your favorite?
Oh, that's great. I mean, there's always like spider legs, and you know, how do you call someone that? But you know, it's things like that I miss. I mean, we don't have those kind of things now. We just have, for whatever reason, in baseball, you always just add a Y to someone's name. And that ends up being a nickname. And, you know, that's not that creative, but it's what everyone does now. Unlike Big Dumper. That's a real nickname.
Way better than Big Dumpy.
Yes, absolutely.
Gary Hill Jr., Mariners broadcaster. Another question for you. Obviously, I mean, I'm a lifelong Seattle sports fan. I love my Seahawks very much, but for the first time in a very long time, it really feels like the Mariners buzz is kind of overshadowing the buzz of the Seahawks season. Is that kind of the general vibe that you're feeling as well?
I would say the vibes are great for a lot of reasons. And, you know, anything can happen the rest of this way. And I always think, and, you know, I've been here a long time, and when the Mariners are rolling and playing really well and filling that place every night, there is nothing like it. Like, this team, this city loves the Mariners. They love the Seahawks as well. But when the Mariners are playing great down the stretch and in a postseason hunt and trying to punch their ticket, that place is amazing. I think Mariner fans are some of the best. I think the best baseball fans in the country. Now, I know I'm biased. I lived here, and they're my friends and family and everything else. But I think Mariner fans are phenomenal. I think there's nothing better when that place is full. And I'm really optimistic where this thing is going to go. Like, I look at the Mariners team, and I think they're a better team than the Astros. Now, they have to prove it, and right now they're behind Houston in the standings. But I think this could be a special season. There's 2 months left to go. I think the Mariners could win the division. I think they could make a deep run of the postseason. It, right now, as we talk, I think everything is on the table for the Mariners this year. I think everything is a possibility this year.
Yeah, dude, I feel that way too. And even like hearing Gino Suarez in his interview, at, you know, the press conference, and he talks about how he's here to bring a championship to the team. I'm like, you feel it. And I'm like, yes. I remember when the Seahawks won, the parade and the celebration was such an awesome experience. But I feel like it would be on a whole other level with the Mariners mm-hmm. and with the fan base. And you're right. I think this is such a baseball town. And the fact that there's been such a drought and the fact that they've never even gone to the World Series, if this team does make a good run, I don't even know how this city's going to handle it.
Grown men will be crying.
Oh. Be amazing. It'd be amazing. Yeah, the funny thing about the baseball postseason, it literally anything can happen. It's really hard when you get five-game series or seven-game series. Like, anything can happen. But you've got to get yourself in.
Yes.
That's the key. That's the first step. You have to get yourself in, and then anything can happen from there.
The city will implode for a different reason if this team doesn't make the playoffs.
Gary Hill Jr., thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk Mariners. We are so excited about this season. People can give you a follow at Gary Hill Jr. on Instagram, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon.
Take care.
Go Mariners.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to give you the hookup on tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. Plus, one lucky grand prize winner is going to get a backstage tour from the one and only Scott Stapp, the front man of Creed. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
All right, guys, goodbyes on it. Don't forget it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are all about tickets to Creed at White River Amphitheater on August 14th. It's a Thursday night.
We're going to be there.
It's going to be so awesome. One lucky grand prize winner, though, is also going to be receiving a backstage tour from the one, the only, Creed frontman, Scott Stapp. Say hello to our contestant. It is Sam from Everett. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
So good. And normally at this time, we spin the wheel to see who you're playing with. But because Danny has flown to Albuquerque this morning, it is going to be you and I, Sam. Does that sound okay to you?
Sounds perfect.
All right, Sam, here is your clip.
Oh, I've heard that song before.
And let us know if you need a hint or if you would like to hear it again.
I'm going to need some hints because I don't think I could ever guess it from that little bit of a song.
All right.
Okay, Taryn, I'll play it again for you. Maybe you can help out.
So the front man of this band is Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
Oh, come on.
I want to say...
I can give you another hint.
Yeah, because I don't know who Dave Grohl is, sorry.
Oh, that's good.
He was also the drummer for Nirvana.
Keep your wife away from him.
So the band's name, the first part, it's two words. The first part rhymes with goo.
Or poo.
Oh. Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the song, it's one word, but it's kind of two parts. The second part is the opposite of short.
Ever long.
Yes.
I was so nervous that we might not have the amount of lack of integrity to help you win. Because when you said you didn't know who Dave Grohl was, I was like, wow, I don't know if we can help.
Well, we got there eventually, Sam.
We got there.
So we got one down. We've got one to go. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
I am ready to hear my clip.
All right. Good luck to you, Taryn. Help him win these tickets.
Oh, that is My Sacrifice by Creed.
Which might also be the world's worst music video.
Is it?
They're in a city where it's like kind of flooding, so they're kind of like on a boat. There are people playing baseball. There's other things swimming in the water. And the whole time, Scott's just looking very sincere and serious as he says, my sacrifice.
What a banger. Congratulations, Sam. You are going to go to Creed and just maybe also get that backstage tour from Scott Stapp.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Hell yeah, we'll see you there, man.
I'm pretty excited. I mean, that is like less than 2 weeks away now, Steve Miggs.
That's going to be amazing.
Is your body ready?
No. The Daily
Miggs Show. If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK is the number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Foo Fighters. All morning long, we've got some great texts and some great calls from you that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the 2025 Washington State Fair Summer Concert Series. So call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. Tim from Auburn, what's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, I've got a guy that I know. His name's Lucas Hatton. Last year he competed in the Strongest Man on Earth show and took third.
Oh, is he the dude from Eatonville?
He is. He is. You know,
I remember reading an article about a month ago about this dude. And I was just like, man, he is a beast. And I did not realize that like one of the best strong men is actually from our neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah. He's basically third strongest in the world right now. Like strongest man on earth.
Tim,
so, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask, like, what kind of stats do you know about this guy? Like, what kind of size are we talking about on Lucas?
Okay, so he's about 6 foot, 6 foot one. He's probably close to four, but I'm not sure exactly, but it's pretty close to four. When I shook his hand, my hand felt like a kindergartner's hand in his hand. So at Strongest Man on Earth last year, he lifted a 500-pound stone, which I don't know if you guys realize how heavy that is. Oh,
Taryn does it every Friday afternoon.
That's part of my workout.
Yeah. Yeah. And his overhead press, he killed everybody. Basically, he had a lot left in the tank. I think it was a five overhead press. It was a 520. 530, I think. Dude, I don't know.
Tim, I saw a picture online of him, and he was doing an overhead press, and it's like of four truck tires that were attached to a barbell, and I'm like, and it just looks like he's just doing it with ease. I'm like, this guy is a monster.
He's a massive deadlifter and squatter. last year, one of the competitions, they were doing an 800 some odd pound deadlift, and, or sorry, squat. And he did four reps, which took second place, but that's like insane. Half the field didn't even lift it. So
it hurts my back just hearing you talk about this.
Tim, do you know what is his best event or his best category that he competes in?
I think that he's got a couple. So his overhead is amazing, and then his deadlift and squat are pretty damn good. 500 pound stone he's kind of an all around guy. So, but I'd love to get him on the show or whatever.
Hell yeah!
So I'm gonna get in contact with him and then get back to you guys. But
and he owns a gym, if I remember reading in the article.
Oh my god, are we gonna go work out with him?
No,
Dungeon. Oh yeah, so yeah, he's you guys are both gonna go out work out with him next week, and
all right, we'll lift his water bottle for him.
Dungeon RX in Auburn on Auburn Way North.
Right on, man. Well, definitely, if you could get a hold of him, we'd love to chat with him. I thought the story was amazing, and the fact that he's won a bunch of strongmen in the past, and it's a guy from Eatonville, I think that's super cool.
Yeah, great, yeah. Hey, I've listened to you forever. Love you, Migs. And, Bailey is awesome as well, so.
Yeah, she is awesome.
Hey, thanks, Tim. You rock, my friend.
We got a text message that says, hey, wait, Steve, you watch Teletubbies but not watch the Power Rangers? They literally had the best opening theme song. I don't remember. No, I've never watched a lot of Power Rangers, but I don't know if I've ever said I've watched the Teletubbies. Maybe I've watched it in college when I was stoned a couple of times, but I was never a Teletubbies fan. I'm not like at home watching, and Tatum doesn't like the Teletubbies.
There is a show that I also used to enjoy stoned in college.
For me, it was Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues?
Yeah, we would just get stoned and watch Blue's Clues and laugh.
For me, it was Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh my gosh. I forgot the Chuck Norris show?
Yes, they had the most ridiculous one-liners ever, and I could not get enough when I'd had a couple rips of the bong.
Okay, I got to find it real quick. Did you ever watch Conan O'Brien back when he was like on after David Letterman?
Sure.
Okay, I was a massive Conan O'Brien fan. He had one of the funniest segments where it was just like a moment during the show where he was like, let's pull this lever, and he would pull the lever, and it would be a random clip from Walker, Texas Ranger that was just so absurd.
That gives me life to know this.
It was hilarious because then his reaction was super funny. He was just like, and it was like an ongoing bit that he would do for years. But there was one that he did that still to this day makes me laugh. And I found the clip if you want to hear it.
Oh, I do.
Conan will explain why this is such an epic moment in Walker, Texas Ranger history. And this is a legit moment that happened on the show Walker, Texas Ranger. So here it is.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as some of you may know, we here at Late Night often like to show clips from Walker, Texas Ranger. Well, folks, there is one clip from Walker, Texas Ranger that we've been holding back on. In fact, this is true. We've been afraid to show it.
Do you have any idea of what you think it would be?
No idea.
Okay, because I was like, well, maybe as a fan of Walker, Texas Ranger, this is like this is something that everyone talks about.
But it's spring cleaning, and I want to test just how good a crowd this is. So here it is. The one Walker clip we've never shown. Once you see it, you'll understand why.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now.
And this is Haley Joel Osment.
No way.
Way back in the day, which is a total time capsule to see him as a little kid.
Attawayoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
Yeah, you heard that correctly.
What?
Walker told me. Apparently the episode's about a kid who had like drug addicted parents and unfortunately he was born with AIDS. But like out of context, like what are we doing here?
I definitely missed that episode.
And here's the best part of how Conan handled it.
I think we should go to commercial.
The Daily Mix Show.
Mo Mark your calendars, Rockaholics, because Saturday, September 6th, the Men's Room is heading to Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville to celebrate their 20th anniversary, 20 years on the Rock of Seattle. And the fun goes down from 1 until 6. You can head over to KISW.com to check out all the info. You can grab your tickets, which get you, by the way, some swag. There's a commemorative glass, a koozie, plus your first drink is on the house. Steve, I'm very curious as to what was going down at the Miggs household yesterday. Apparently, you came home to a weird, strange, odd conversation between your five-year-old and your wife.
Yeah, I walked through the door, and Tatum is grilling my wife about... I got to imagine, because sometimes, I'm sure your dogs do it too. They sniff their butts. Sometimes they're licking things as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I walk into a conversation where she's asking Sid, her mom, certain scenarios if she would do or not do certain things. So, you know, like a good dad, I grab my phone and just start secretly recording it because I'm like, what the hell is going on? Not even a hello, daddy's home. It's like they're just having this serious conversation. So are you ready to jump in into this conversation?
I think I am.
Okay.
Mom, okay, so what if there was a meeting that said you had to lick your butt?
I would say no thanks.
Yes, what if there was a meeting that said you have to lick your tush?
I mean, what is the meeting is about tush licking?
I have no idea.
What kind of meeting would happen to be asking people to lick their butt?
So what if there's a meeting that you had to lick your butt, and if you didn't have to, and you didn't want to come, you were never, ever go to a meeting again.
Well, I'd be fine never going to a meeting again, so.
Unless they're just having, like, yeah, I'm okay with not being invited back to this meeting.
I don't want anything to do with that meeting.
Ooh, I got a good one. If there's a meeting that you had to lift your butt and you just didn't want to do it, you would never get to have ice cream.
You know what?
Ooh.
I still wouldn't
want to
lick a butt.
I think I'd lick my butt if I would not be able to eat ice cream.
I would lick my butt.
Good thing we're not licking anybody's butt.
Since I checked out. So, if it means you can't have ice cream ever again.
I would lick my butt.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, good.
The Daily Mix Show.
We're going to be going to the Everett Aqua Sox game a little later this month. It's happening on Sunday, August 24th, and we would love it if you could join us. We did this last year. We had an absolute blast watching the Aqua Sox in the sunshine, kicking it with Webley. Tickets are available right now at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you Some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And last night, of course, Mariner fans are just freaking out. I think we're part of that as well. A couple big trades that happened at the trade deadline. The team played great yesterday, 6-0. But let's not forget the true star of our Seattle Mariners, and that is Big Dumper. And last night, he reminded everyone why he's the talk of the town.
Down a fly ball. This carries back. It keeps carrying back.
I love these terms. The Rainmaker. Sounds like a wrestling finishing move. Oh, wait, it is actually. Okada, his finisher is the Rainmaker.
Of course it is.
But yeah, Cal Raleigh, Major League Baseball leading 42nd home run. New single season record for a switch hitting catcher. So every time he hits home run, it's a new record as well. And the Mariners shut out the Rangers. 6-0. George Kirby had six scoreless innings. Gino Suarez was back in the lineup since a couple of years ago, but he just got traded to the team. He was there, standing ovation for him as well. Before the game, he did a press conference and talked about how excited he is to come back to the Seattle Mariners.
To get traded here and see my teammates and see everybody each other and see the fans ask for me in different place that I went before they get traded. They all, a lot of Mariner fans asked for me. So it means a lot, you know, and be back and feel the love again for not only for my teammates, but for the fans already. It means a lot, you know. It's something that I appreciate a lot because it's a gift. Like I always say, it's a gift. I feel so grateful for this time and be back. And like I say, I don't want to change anything. I just want to be myself and my best version of me and do my best to help the team win games. That's more important.
Definitely helped yesterday. He had a double and a run in his first game back.
So exciting.
Yeah.
We did chat with Gary Hill Jr. earlier this morning, and that interview is up on the Odyssey app. If you check out the Daily Migs Daily podcast, Mariners broadcaster just shedding all the positive light on what's going on right now.
He had some great insights just of when the team found out and everything along those lines, just how well this team is playing this year. And also the power of Cal Raleigh, not just in the games, but outside of the games as well.
The photo of this is so wild. A small plane crashed through a home's roof in Kashmir, just over on the east side, on July 30th, and it was kind of near the Kashmir Dryden Airport. Both the pilot and the passenger ended up having to be hospitalized, but they are in stable conditions, and no residents were injured, but they are investigating what happened with that crash.
That was, gnarly looking.
Did you see this tail just sticking out of the roof of a home? It was pretty bonkers.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 79 degrees. It's going to be a nice, clear day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12 pack.
All right, guys, goodbyes only. Don't forget it.
The Daily Migs Show.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.